This is a Discovery Channel Radio podcast. Learn more about our podcast, including Discovery Channel News Podcast, at discoverychannelradio.com. You can also get Discovery Channel Radio 24 hours a day on Sirius Satellite Radio. Learn more at Sirius.com. We'd like to introduce you to a guy who has one of the coolest jobs around. Joe Rohde is the executive designer and vice president creative for Walt Disney Imagineering. That means he manages design teams for Disney parks and resorts around the world. For the past 4 years, Joe Rohde has been working on Disney's newest expansion at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Expedition Everest, a high-speed thrill adventure that has just opened to the public. The ride and the process that went into creating the ride, which included many months in the Himalayas, is also the subject of a new Travel Channel special, Expedition Everest, Journey to Sacred Lands. I'd like to thank Joe Rohde for joining us. And before we talk about this new ride, Joe, tell us how you first got involved at Disney as an Imagineer.
Well, I started at Imagineering about 25, 26 years ago. I was hired during the era when they were building Epcot. And, understand that Imagineering is the branch of the Disney company that does design for all the parks, all the resorts, roadway systems, hotels, rides, attractions. If it's built physically in the real world, Walt Disney Imagineering designs it and sees that it gets built. And I started out working on Epcot-related things, and then as the years went by, I had this opportunity to be involved in the conceptualization and then the development and the design of Disney's Animal Kingdom. So I've been involved with Animal Kingdom-related projects since 1990 when we first started thinking of building the park. More than half my career has been more or less devoted to just this single park.
So tell us, when did the idea of Expedition Everest first come up?
Well, after we opened Animal Kingdom, we sort of looked at what we had and thought, you know, we really want to expand the menu of the park to include more than just biological animals. We wanted to add some kind of really powerful physical element. A theme park needs that kind of powerful physical thrill. And we wanted to make sure that we added some iconic element, some big recognizable element that would help you find it. We looked for opportunities in the park, and we happened to have available land at the edge of Asia. Asia led us to Asian legends that had to do with the Animal Kingdom. That led us to the legend of the Yeti, and eventually that led us to the story for Expedition Everest.
Well, Joe, tell us then, why did you actually make that decision to travel to the Himalayas in order to create this ride?
Well, it's not uncommon for Walt Disney Imagineering to do field research in the service of our design. We send people all over the world to look at things, and actually have ever since the guys who did Disneyland itself. So once we knew we were going to do, something with a Himalayan theme, we started looking at where in the Himalayas would be appropriate to go. I know the Himalayas pretty well, so I had some preconceptions of where we might want to go. But as with many things, once we got into it, we had opportunities to go to places I never dreamed we'd be able to go, like these very remote parts of Western China. So it ended up that we actually did a sampling from across the Himalayas of, culture, architecture, and elements that fed into the design of Expedition Everest.
Joe, tell us some specific examples of what you and your team have learned by traveling to the Himalayas.
Well, I mean, you have to understand that as storytellers, you know, we want to kind of write from experience. And so at the very first level, it's not so much a visual detail we're going for. We're going for an essence of being there. We go to these places, and by being in a real place, you discover things you wouldn't know from photographs. For example, the prayer flags that are all strung through our Himalayan village, of course, reflect the reality that there are these prayer flags all over the place when you're in Tibetan areas. But more than that, there's something about these flags that activates the space. You wouldn't know this from a photograph, but as the air moves through these villages, these very, very light flags are set into motion, and there's this sound, this constant sound like rushing water that you hear everywhere that's coming from these prayer flags. So it was the motion and the mobility and the sound of the flags that led us to the decision to include them in the built environment of the village around the mountain. And that's an experience that would only come from being there. I don't know if you've seen the attraction yourself, but there's a tremendous amount of very, very fine, highly focused detail in the daily objects that suggest that people really live here, and in the inclusion of particular cultural elements in the color and the painting of the buildings that reflect very specific cultural ideas that Tibetan people have that they express in their architecture, the use of ritual color on the surfaces of the buildings, which we based on very specific conversations with monks and with villagers as to why what colors were used on the building for which reasons.
Let me ask you, what kind of reaction did you get from the people while you were traveling and talking to them about creating this ride back in the States?
Yeah, I carried a little book with me. I had a little book that I made of pictures of the attraction and of the designs because I figured it would be difficult for people who live in a culture like this to quite understand what we were doing. And people were, I would say they were kind of emotionally touched that we were doing something about their part of the world, a part of the world that they kind of consider to be, you know, kind of remote and forgotten. They're not used to the idea that someone's thinking of them.
And once you got back home, what was the process like once you returned from your travels and turned this experience into a theme ride at Disney?
Well, there's several things going on. Of course, we've got the architectural design of the village, but then there's the design of this ride, an incredibly complicated ride system and the architectural system of the mountain itself. The ride, which purports to be this high-speed adventure journey into the Himalayas, the steel system to support that ride had to be built completely independently of the architectural system of the mountain. The mountain is sculpted plaster to resemble, you know, the Himalayas. And of course, we came back with photographs and all kinds of geological information and all kinds of tiny details we wanted to incorporate into the mountain. It's basically a sculpted work of art, but it had to be integrated with this technological ride system, and they could not touch each other. So the steel is woven through itself like you would weave a sweater to support both systems without touching either at any time. Pretty impressive. So there was that level of technological work. At another level, you know, we were completing all the architectural design, which means we have to get some form of documentation of what detail is going to go into these buildings. In the end, they become works of art. Someone has to sculpt them. Someone has to paint them. But before that, you've got to have some representation of what you intend to build. So we have thousands and thousands of photographs that we've compiled and we're using as reference. We have sketches that we've done in our sketchbooks. We're using those to explain the attachment details and, you know, things that don't show up in a photograph. And we had a guy who stayed behind in Kathmandu, and he was buying thousands and thousands and thousands of props that became all the physical props everywhere in the village to bring it to life and on the mountain.
And what do you, Joe Rohde, as chief Imagineer at Disney, hope people will get out of this ride?
Well, yeah, you know, we build them for people to enjoy. And people can enjoy an attraction at many different levels. So sort of the habit of Imagineering is to design something that has multiple layers of interpretation, multiple layers of meaning, multiple levels of detail that can be enjoyed at different levels by different people. You certainly could come to Expedition Everest and just ride it, go fast, go up high, go backwards, go crashing down, scream, laugh, have a great time. But you could come back again and again and again, and each time come for a different slice of the depth and the detail that makes up the total attraction. And that's kind of deliberate. That's what gives it legs to last, you know, 50 years.
Now, as I read about the ride also, it doesn't describe it as a roller coaster, but rather a high-speed thrill adventure. What's the distinction there?
Yeah, that's true. We do use roller coaster technology to achieve the ride. But the logic by which the ride is constructed, the logic by which the ride is paced, is storytelling. We put it together as a theatrical storytelling ride. But because we knew that within that story you need to go really fast, we used roller coaster technology to tell the story. But anyone who is used to roller coasters would find the sequence of events and the types of things that this ride does to be quite surprising, I think.
And as we mentioned earlier, the ride is also the subject of a new Travel Channel special called Expedition Everest, Journey to Sacred Lands. Well, what was that like as you were working on developing this ride, being a part of that, of the making of that program?
Animal Kingdom has all these conservation programs. We fund conservation all over the world, and in this case, because we were dealing with an attraction that had a Himalayan theme, we wanted to do our conservation in a Tibetan area that still had a living tradition of the legend of the Yeti and work together with Conservation International. And in the end, that ended up being something that was worth talking about with Discovery. So it added a whole dimension to being there, to have to be there and also to talk about being there, you know, to the world, right? So normally we wait to translate our experience. We go somewhere, we have an experience, we come back, and then we digest it, and then we speak about it. But in this case, we're sort of having the experience and speaking about it at the same time. And while I was there doing the investigations into the oral traditions and legends of the Yeti, other people were climbing up and down the sides of mountains and wading through rivers, doing all the biological investigation into the biodiversity. So there was a tremendous amount of activity going on while this was taking place.
All right, Joe Rohde, Executive Designer and Vice President Creative for Walt Disney Imagineering. Best of luck with the ride, and thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you very much.
And for more information on the ride and also the special on the Travel Channel, Expedition Everest Journey to Sacred Lands, go to travel.discovery.com.